Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbors, people on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in, because we know that God has a word for you on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to go ahead, amen, and text someone, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know to tune in for the word of the Lord on today. Because we know that every day is a good day in the Lord. Glory to God. I didn't say a good day in man, but I said a good day in the Lord. Every day is a good day in the Lord. When you spend time with him and when you worship him, you praise him, you give him time, just time, you know. Glory to God. It's a good day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now with my announcement. I want to make sure you keep these announcements in mind. This is ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. First of all, we start off on Tuesday night with one word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a mentor, a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, a coach, I encourage you on this day to hook up with them on Facebook. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what you need. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. They'll get back in touch with you. Make sure you leave some contact information so they can hit you right back. Glory to God. Because they check it daily. So I encourage you, whatever you need, go ahead and hook up with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They can pray for you. They can help you to get to that next level. They can pray for a sickness and whatever else you may need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, go over to Facebook and leave a message, and they will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. And then if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And you missed it last week. I mean, she told us flow up. Glory to God. It was an awesome, awesome message. And if you missed it, you can also go over to www.blogtalk, Faith Come By Hearing, and the shows are pre-recorded, so you can listen over there on Blog Talk. Elder spoke a profound word, glory to God, hallelujah. The saints were marching home, glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and listen to her. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, I wish I had something that I can give that inspiration. Let's get it right here. Okay? Well, you can go back and listen to the shows that are pre-recorded. Glory to God. I know some people may work on Sunday, some do, and they can't help that, but, you know, you can still listen. You can go over to Blog Talk Radio, and you can listen to the pre-recorded shows. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I am the Hour of Power. The show comes on every Sunday at 4 Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and, yes, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. And I'm sorry, hold up, let's back it up. 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Let's get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It comes on every Sunday. It's also pre-recorded. All the shows that I'm mentioning here on today are pre-recorded. You can go back and listen to all the shows. And then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear, amen, the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you, when you get through listening to me, go get you something to drink and get ready for the next Hour of Power. Glory to God. An awesome, awesome woman of God who speaks the word of God. Tell it like it is. You don't want to miss it. I encourage you every Sunday to buy her book. It's on Amazon, so you can go over and you can purchase it there. She has volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. It's surfacing in the atmosphere, getting ready to come. So you want to go ahead and get those, glory to God, because it's a great read. It's an inspirational read. You know, sometimes you just want to have something to tote around with you, take in your purse in case you're having your tires rotated or you're getting your hair dried, getting your hair done, whatever. Excuse me. You can pull it out and read it. Glory to God. You can download it on your phone because it's an ebook. So, hey, no problem. Because amen. Mostly everybody now does what? Surf the web for something to read or something to look at, or they're surfing Facebook or something. So you can pull that out. Glory to God. And you can look at it. Hallelujah. Because it's a great, great, great read. Ah, my God, my God. And I want to also encourage you to come on and partner. And in partner, you would receive many, many, many perks. You know, I always encourage you to come on and partner. And you know, so now, you know, people are holding their hands so tight. You ain't letting nothing out, so can't nothing come in. Glory to God. You got to understand, you know, it said the blessing goes up. Amen. The prayers go up and the blessings come down. So guess what? In order for you to let something out, you know, amen, glory to God, and then expect something back in it, hallelujah. You can't hold your hand too tight, or can't nothing get in it, glory to God. You know, sometimes you can wear clothes too tight and get what you can't breathe. Amen, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in, hallelujah, because God is doing some great and mighty things in this ministry. And I don't want you to be left out. You don't want it. Whatever he's doing in this season, you don't want him to do it without you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. You do not have to tell me your name. Hallelujah. But just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. And if you need more prayer, I'm going to give you a number, amen, at the end of the show that you can contact me, amen, and let me know that you need more prayer, and I will pray with you. But I ask only serious inquiries, glory to God. This is not a number for you to call and hit on the prophet, glory to God, praise the Lord Jesus, amen. This is a number for you to call and get your prayer needs met, glory to God. What are you praying for, hallelujah? So, you know, I can touch and agree with you. And if you have sickness in your body, I can pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what it's for. It's for serious inquirers only. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to see if anybody has pressed the 1. And we're going to move on, amen, with a word on today. I hope everybody is ready. Glory to God. Hello. We have one caller, amen, that has their hands raised. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take this call before we get into our message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller, you are live and on the air. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's try it again. Amen. Caller 465, you are live and on the air.
I am calling from Troy, Alabama. I'm having a problem with my blood pressure, and I would like for you to pray for me and my family.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you heard the request, Father. We know, Lord God, that you made the vessel, God, so you can regulate anything on the inside because you know how it's built and how it was made, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We call on you on this day, Lord God, to heal everywhere, Lord God, that they hurt, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord. So, Father God, we decree and we declare on this day that they are healed, healthy, and whole, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to touch every family member, Lord God, those that are saved, those that are not saved. Lord, touch them, Lord God, and save them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, whatever the need is, Lord God, to meet the need, Lord God, not only to save them, Lord, but let them continue to walk in your spirit, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to build on your very word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Call up.
Amen.
For calling in. God is a good God, and he is faithful to that he promised. If he said he'll do it, he'll do it. If he said in his
Amen.
Word, if it's done, it's done. If he said by his stripes you're healed, you're healed. If he said by his stripes, amen, glory to God, because he bore them all on the cross, you are saved and walking in his promises. You're healed. You're prosperous. He said it in his word. He said you can have it. Glory to God. Amen. So, Father, we know it's already done, so we just call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We know God is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. We don't serve a failing God. Hallelujah. You know, you have to keep yourself built up on his most holy faith. When you're reading his word, believe it. You know, so many times you read the word of God, but guess what? You're just reading it like it's a lifeless book. But this word has power. And if you use it, amen, you can have the power that the word gives. Oh, my God. Let's say that again. You can have the power that the word gives. You know, nowadays, everybody's just nonchalant. You know, like, okay, God ain't healing. God ain't raising up no prophets. God ain't doing this. God ain't. Nah, he's still doing it. It's just that you don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, so you're so busy in every other man's affairs that that's where you can't get to where you need to be. But you shake that off and say, Lord, here I am, Lord God. It's me. I want this, Lord God. I want you. Hallelujah. If you begin to call on him more, begin to seek his face more, and he will come. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He will come and he will rescue you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because someone needs rescuing from themselves. Glory to God. You think it's okay. You went to a church and you learned. Yes, you learned. Yes, you did. And you did. And you did. But now you're thinking, oh, well, you know, I can just walk around nonchalant and not do, amen, the things that I've already known right to do. But that's just not so. When you say that you love the Lord and you have gave him your life, then guess what? That's when the party really starts. Hallelujah. But guess what? It don't end there. It goes on. He said, occupy until I come. Hallelujah. So that don't mean you can just do anything you want to do. Hallelujah. Up and down and in and out and seeing here, and I can do this and I can go here and I can talk about this one just as much as I please. And I can tear people down and don't care what they like and don't care what they don't like. And I can just give them a piece of my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There was someone the other day that I was talking to, and they said, you know what, I gave them a piece of my mind. And I remembered it quickened in my spirit. I remember what my pastor said, no, you don't give them a piece of your mind because you're going to need all your mind. Don't you think you need all your mind to pray? Don't you need all your mind to think? Glory to God. Because you just think about it. If you just got a half a brain up there, glory to God. Now, hallelujah. You need all operations. You need it on every side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, no, don't give them a piece of your mind. Just tell them how you feel, you know. But, you know, you have to be very, very, very careful how you tell them. You know, there's a way to tell anybody anything. You don't have to cuss them out. You don't have to slam them. You don't have to even call them names. You don't have to do none of that. All you got to do, amen, is say, well, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. Don't be so quick to give an answer, amen, answer that you know that you can't take back, some things that you say you can't take back. Don't be so quick to do that. Hallelujah. Be slow to speak. And then let the Holy Spirit dwell in you. You know, they may come off like fire, but you know what? Your reaction could calm that fire. Hallelujah. Because you know that ain't no Holy Ghost fire. That's some devil fire right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost fire burn all it up. And you by living on the inside of you. And when you say, so you know what? Well, I hear what you're saying, but you know, and then you can tell them, you know, what you want to tell them. But don't always be able to jump off at people. That's what I'm seeing now a lot, a whole lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can just go in places and go in stores and people can just rub up against them the wrong way and then they want to go off. Well, oh, my God, why are you rubbing up against me or hitting me? Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry I didn't see you, you know. Just be careful because we're living in a cruel world, you know. Amen. Yes, Jesus is the return, and hallelujah. Don't let it catch you with your work undone. Just know that you know that you know that you're going to have a seat in the kingdom of God because it's time not for playing, but it's time to be who he's calling you to be. That's just a little FYI. I thought I'd lay it out for you. I didn't charge you for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead on and get into the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayers, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that everyone on this line is healed, healthy, and whole, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those that are having, Lord God, pains in their sides and in their back. We pray for every back pain right now because you brought all this on the cross, Lord God. We don't just speak it, Lord God. We know that you said you're a healer in this word, and we believe it, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to send the fire, Lord God. Send the fire up and down them, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet to heal them, Lord, everywhere they hurt, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, every sinus headache, every sinus drainage, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, everything that's trying to, Lord God, go on the inside of their body that's not like you, huh? We rebuke the enemy right now of sickness and disease that's trying to run rampant over your people right now in the name of Jesus. We send the fire to burn up, Lord God, everything that he tries to do in this season right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. He's trying to get them unfocused, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let them know to stay focused on you, Lord God. Read the word daily so the power of the living God can dwell in you so you'll have something, oh my God, to hold on to. Because whenever those adversities come, you can speak to that situation and tell it to get back and behave in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now. Oh God, we serve an on-time God. We serve a God that's never late. He's always right on time. In the name of Jesus, we serve a God that owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, so you won't be broke. In the name of Jesus, we serve a God that owns the trees. He owns the mountains. He owns the fields. He owns the vineyards. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, my God, and he don't mind sharing with his children in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to create a clean heart, renew the right spirit. Don't let them come to this line and leave the same on this day. We decree and we declare right now that they won't leave you the same on this day, Lord God. Turn it around for them right now in the name of Jesus. We know you can do a quick turnaround in the name of Jesus. You can do it in just a minute in the drop of an eye, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that it's already done. Those that are looking for jobs, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to touch the application, to bring it from the bottom to the top. In the name of Jesus, but they have been faithful in your word, Lord God. So, Lord, we know you'll open doors that no man can close in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are lonely. Lord, we know you said you'll be a friend, Lord God. You'll stick closer than a brother. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to send real friends because everybody ain't real friends in the name of Jesus. Lord, send those, Lord, that you know, Lord God, that will be a friend to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know that they are not alone, in the name of Jesus. They don't even have to walk alone. If they walk with you, Lord God, they'll be all right after a while, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, everything that we desire and everything, Lord God, that we need is in you. It's in him, Lord God. We know, Lord God, our desires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. May not line up with your desire in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As I was praying, amen, you know, amen, this hit me earlier on today. And, you know, people say, well, Lord, I want you, let your will be done. Hallelujah. So, Lord, whatever you want, let your will be done, Lord, not my will. When you say that, glory to God, know what you're saying, amen, when you say stuff like that. But then time, some things started happening, and God wants to take you here, and then all of a sudden, you just think you're going to get over there, and it's going to be lollipops, amen, and sugar on top, hallelujah. But when you get there, glory to God, it'll be all right for a second. Then all the, you know what, start breaking loose. But no, that don't mean God didn't send you. That just means he sent you in that place, hallelujah, for that season, that time, and that season. Glory to God. And then let's think about it. He said, when you start saying, Lord, let my will be done, you want God's will to be done. And then when his will is being done, then you say, well, Lord, why? 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 So you have to be careful, because that's contradicting, glory to God, who he really is. If he said it, so be it. Hallelujah. When you say, Lord, let your will be done, it don't matter. You may not get there like you want to get there, and you may not, amen, be comfortable in that seat because he don't want you to be comfortable. Glory to God. Because guess what? That's just a rainy place for that minute. That's just a little something that he had to do to get you through, to take you over. Oh, good God Almighty. Thank you, Lord God. So just remember, hallelujah, while you're in a place, do what you need to do, amen, and praise the Lord. And when it's time, he'll say, okay, that's enough of that. Because I've been in places where he told me to go, and I said, okay, Lord, I'm going. And I went, and it just all hell just broke loose, glory to God. But it wasn't where I couldn't maintain. The thing about it was, he said, okay, you've done what I want you to do. Now, guess what? It's time for you to go, glory to God. And he always had a place lined up, and sometimes it was for just a short season. It was for a year to touch somebody. But, you know, God has his own way of where he want to touch people. Hallelujah. You know, everybody may not be touched by coming on and hearing me. Everybody may not be touched, you know, by going over listening to the shows that we have pre-recorded. Some people you may have to just touch, amen, when you walk by them in the street. So just be ready. You know, so to be ready when it comes, be ready, because it's coming. Glory to God. So if you say, God, let your will be done, then his will is being done, then amen. You just going to have to go with it. You're going to have to flow with it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving I'll be a living, oh Lord, sanctuary, my Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, my Lord, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living, my Lord, sanctuary, oh Lord, for you. Can you be a living sanctuary for him? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. God is awesome. Let's get into the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 8. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. And it came to pass, I'm going to start at the first verse. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes when people start to getting old, and I read it in one translation, he was about 60. Hallelujah. You know, whenever you start getting up some age, your children start talking, well, you know what, mama, you old, dad, you old, but you better hope you live to get that old. Glory to God. Because, amen, like I said, amen, the game ain't changed. It's just the people change. Hallelujah, glory to God. It changes people. The game is still the same, amen. Because what we did back then, amen, they still trying the same stuff now. Let's move on down, hallelujah. Now, the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abihah. They were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. You see right here, they didn't live in the ways that Samuel lived. Samuel lived for the Lord. You when you raise your children up, glory to God, understand, hallelujah, you've done what you can do. All you can do now is put them in the hands of the Lord and pray. And is it hard? Yes. But you know, some parents think that they can change them, even the soul. But you know, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It didn't say he wouldn't stray. He will not depart. He got to come back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because all you can do is just keep praying and keep him up before the Lord. And understand, it's nothing you can do after that but pray. Hallelujah. Because, see, he trained them up. Glory to God. But they didn't know the Lord like that, like he did. They didn't serve him like he did. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old. Thy sons walk not in thy ways. In other words, saying, you see, your children ain't walking the way you walk. But guess what? You got to keep on walking for the Lord, because understand, somebody got to pray for them. So you understand, he said, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So you got to continue on. If your husband ain't walking where he need to walk, you better continue on walking with the Lord. If your children ain't walking with the Lord like you raised them up, you better continue on walking with the Lord. That's why it's so important to read this word for yourself, to know what God requires of you, to know what to do, what not to do, when to do, and how to do it. Glory to God. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Oh, my God, look what they asked for. The title of my message, be careful what you ask for. Glory to God. You know, you can ask for some things that you don't even need. You just ask how somebody else got it. Well, you know, I saw this one over there. She got a big five-bedroom house. Ain't nobody but you. Ain't nobody but you. Just you one. Hallelujah. Or you two. Then you want to bet that. And she had children, and she wanted to spread them out a little bit. Glory to God. Give them a little more room to breathe. How about that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But still, you want this big old mansion, hallelujah, that you're going to have to keep clean from the top to the bottom. You don't want rooms that you got to shut up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the dust collected. Let's move on. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. He didn't like it because they said, give us a king. But understand, they wasn't coming. He wasn't happy, but they weren't coming against him. They wasn't. I'm going to show you who they were coming against. They had the best thing that they could possibly have, but then they're going to ask for a king. Let's see one verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. See, they had the best of the, they had the best, hallelujah, because he gave them his best. He was going to reign over them. But no, nah, you want to go and get someone else to reign over you. Oh, my God, my God, isn't that something? Hallelujah. They had the best. They had the one that owned all the cattle, all the mansions, had all the money, but still, hallelujah, they wanted somebody to reign over them. Glory to God. Because they knew his sons wasn't doing right or whatever. But don't you know God was going to take care of all that? Even if Samuel had went on the glory, God had their back. Because guess what? He was going to send them somebody. He'll send somebody that's going to do the right thing. He could took them sons right on out of the picture. That don't mean that he was going to let them reign over them. Glory to God. But you see, they wanted to go and get somebody to reign over them. Be careful what you're asking for. Be careful asking God for you just want a man. Glory to God. Be careful you just asking God for a woman. Because everybody, amen, that's a man, ain't really a man on a man. You got me. Glory to God. You're a man, you're a she, you're a he sometimes. And hey, well, you know, you get it. Hallelujah. So just be careful what you're asking for. Be careful. let's read verse 7 here, right? And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. So see, I want to read that again. So be careful what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Let's read verse 8. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. See, they, when he brought them up out of Egypt and they served other gods. Look at them. You see what they did? You have to be careful about that. Don't make things your God. Don't make man, don't make woman. You better make sure you're serving the right God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I say, amen, to you on this day, don't let anyone steal your joy. Don't let anyone steal what God is trying to build in you. Glory to God. Just because you want to get along with them, just because you want to get along, to go along, to get along. Don't do that. Don't let them do that to you. Hallelujah. You better know God for yourself. In heaven there is no male or female in Christ Jesus, okay? You better get that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he's calling them out right now. Hallelujah. You don't want to be left behind. Ah, my God, my God. Now, therefore, hearken unto their voice. How about yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. He said, okay, here's what you do. He said, do as they say, but I want you to warn them what's going to happen when this king come and reign over them. You know what? God don't take good care of them. But instead, they wanted a king. Now let me show you what he's going to tell them, what a king was going to do to them. So you have to be careful about asking God for just a man. You know, he said, write the vision. If he said, make it plain, then you write down, you know, what type of man you want, make it plain. But you better make sure that he's a godly man. Do your research, ladies. That's the thing. Just because he come and say, you know what, baby, he had a there white voice, you know, hey, baby. And he he's looking good and everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And that got you. Hallelujah. He take you out to one little old restaurant and then, well, get what you want, baby. Oh, my God. He got you. Didn't. Glory to God. You better do your research because everybody knows somebody. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. So Samuel told them just like he said. He didn't hold nothing back. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariot, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariot. See? What was going to happen, he was going to take the best of the best of everything they got, and he was going to use it for himself. See, they didn't know what was going to happen. They thought maybe, okay, this would be a good idea if we get a king, you know. That wasn't no good idea. But they had the one, amen, and he was going to reign over them, and it wasn't nothing, amen, was going to come up on them. Don't you know if they say yes to the, you say yes to the Lord, they say yes to the Lord, it ain't nothing he would hold back from them. Because he said, I will withhold no good thing back from you. So he wasn't going to hold nothing back. They just shooting off at the mouth. So be careful, you know, about this shooting off at the mouth. Hallelujah. Well, God, I want this and I want that. You better set out and make it plain. Lord, no, if it ain't your will, I don't want it. I don't want nothing that ain't your will. Him, uh-uh. I don't care if he wearing, amen, that beautiful suit that Vera White used to wear. Oh, it's just gorgeous. But by the way, I don't care, nothing like that. So that, believe me, it could be her wolf and sheep clothing. Everybody knows somebody, hallelujah. And it's nothing wrong, glory to God, with you, amen, asking, hallelujah, and asking others, hallelujah. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war, and instruments of his chariot. You see right here, he was going to use them. He was going to use them till he couldn't use them no more. And he told them, tell them everything that was going to happen. Hallelujah. So you just be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. Well, God, you know, I do want this expensive car. Lord, can you give it to me? Glory to God. But then you can't make no payments on it. Then you're struggling. Your life's about to get cut off. Oh, my God. I can't pay the insurance on it. A car blows out. Then you ain't got the money to buy tires. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then, Lord, what am I going to do? But, you know, he'll get tired of you asking for certain stuff. Says, okay, let me just go ahead and give it to him. And I'm going to back out. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sit down. He's just sitting on the throne up there. So he's going to sit down and just watch and see how you're going to handle all this. So just be careful what you're asking for. You can ask for stuff that you don't need. You can ask for stuff, glory to God, my God, that's going to make you, bring you misery. He ain't going to give you nothing that's going to hurt you, no. But if you keep asking, and keep asking, amen, glory to God, and then you're going to go and try to get it on your own, he's going to take his hands off. Yes. And let you do what you do. Amen. Let's move to verse 13. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. See, he's going to use all them for his, amen, his game. He's going to just use everybody, all and everybody, everything, amen. See, they're going to be working for him. See, God was going to require them to do none of that. But no, they wanted a king, just that bad. See, they wanted it, but they didn't think of the consequences, you know, what was going to come behind that. Because, you know, some of them could have been, you know, a little bit too old, you know, to be a cook. Some of them could have been a little bit too old to go and help. But he was going to get them young folks, glory to God, to go and do what he wanted them to do. And they had to do it because, you know, if he didn't, he was a king, then what you think he's going to do? Amen. Glory to God. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. See, he was going to do all that. And all them people that will work for him, guess what? He's going to have to take care of them too. So he was going to have to let them have something, right? Glory to God. So he was telling them what was going to happen. I say it again. Be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And you know he was going to take the servant girls and all that stuff and give them to his officers. You know, hallelujah, come on now. He could do whatever he wants to if he was king. So see, they were asking for something that they didn't know what they was asking for. You have to be careful. When you sit down and evaluate this thing, glory to God. You know, the Lord, you know, this is what I want. But if it's not your will, then Lord, I'll take your will. I'll take God's will any day than to take what man offers. Glory to God. So that man offer going to fade away, but that God give you, baby, you're going to have it for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Remember that. Glory to God. And he will take your man service and your maid service and your godliest young men and your asses and put them to work. He will take the tenth of your sheep and you shall be his servant. See, he was going to take it all. And that's what the king do. And see, Samuel was breaking it down to him, letting them know. This is what's going to happen, and this is what the Lord says. So you have to be careful. And ye shall cry out in the day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen, and you and the Lord will not hear you in that day. So he was saying, okay, when you cry, you wanted all this stuff, and you're asking for a king, and whenever you cry out to the Lord, he's not going to hear you. That's the thing. See, you be careful. The Lord, I want this, and I want that. Now, you know, God will show you some things before, you know, before they happen. He'll even show you, is this the right one or not? Glory to God. You know, take heed at what he's saying. Hallelujah. Don't always go to everybody else and say, you know what, is this my husband? Is this my wife? Is this the one I should be married to? You better listen at God. You better pray and pray hard, because I'm telling you, they wolves and sheep clothing now. Not just the men. I'm not bashing men. No, I'm not. Amen. It's both. It is both now. Glory to God. Like I said, the game ain't changed. It's just the people done changed. Glory to God. They're using young ones. Hallelujah now. Glory to God. So just be careful. So you see, he was telling them, and then when they were going to cry out to God, Lord, we need you. Lord, I need your help, Lord. Then guess what? He wasn't going to answer because they had already came against him. Amen. When they didn't want him to be king over them. in case something happened to Samuel, God was going to be right there with them. They'd been defiant ever. He brought them out of Egypt. Think about it. And they was defiant being serving other gods. I just read it. And doing everything they thought they were big enough to do. Come on now. Glory to God. And he done brought them all out and trying to set them up and so they wouldn't have to worry about nothing. And he fed them fresh manna. Think about it. You'll read it. It's back in the book of Genesis. You'll read it. Glory to God. You can go back and read it. Hallelujah. And still, they were just defiant. Are you that defiant against the Lord? Glory to God on today. You want him to do this thing for you and just do it, Lord. Oh, yes, I want a hood. What kind of hood do you want? You better sit down and look in this word, read this word, and pray and meditate over this word and see what God is saying. And if he ain't saying nothing, then leave it alone. Keep on praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because he don't want to give you anything that's going to bring you misery. God do not operate in that realm. Hallelujah. When he gives you, amen, everything's going to be all right. I'm not saying that you ain't going to go through nothing, but yes, it's trial and error. But whatever God gives you, he's going to work it out. He's going to talk to him. He's going to talk to you. If you're wrong, you're going to talk to him and tell him he's wrong. You're going to talk to everybody. Glory to God. That's where you got to be anchored. Hallelujah. You know, he's not going to give you anybody that's still tipping, dipping, drinking, and staying in the club. He ain't going to do that. But you can do it. You can get your own. Hallelujah. But God is not going to give you anybody like that. You know, Lord, yeah, but he's not, you know, he's still doing some stuff, but no, the Bible said don't be unequally yoked. I don't care what you say up and down. I am prophetess Martha Williams. I approve this message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just saying it and telling it like it is. We serve that type of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't never get nothing else from this show, listen to me on today because you see what happens. Go back and read it in chapter 8. Read the verse before. Read the chapters afterwards. I read them. Glory to God. And it's just an awesome read. And it's awesome to know God's word. It's awesome to be able to get an understanding of what he's saying about asking for stuff and things and people and that you can't handle right now. You know good and well that you can't handle a $500 or $600 payment. Why are you going to go and try to get that car? Hallelujah. Get you something that you know you're going to be able to put some gas in. Hallelujah. And not drive up to the tank and, okay, Lord, it's got a big tank on it, so I'm going to put 10 in it and hope it wins. Go, oh, good God Almighty. And then you got to go and put 10 more in. Oh, my God, my God. Well, the payment's coming up and the insurance is coming up and all this stuff is due. And my baby need a new pair of shoes, Lord God. Ah, the telephone disconnect. Waiting for my next paycheck. Oh, good God Almighty. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And then verse 19. He said, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. He was telling them, after he told them all that stuff that was going to happen, they still wanted a king. Now, come on. Okay, if somebody had told you all those things and all that stuff that could happen, would you still want it? Hallelujah. Okay, let me tell you something, amen. Yes, the street committee gossip. Yes, they do. But there are some not gossip. There are some that know the truth. Hallelujah. And the truth will set you free. You know, sometimes the reason the truth don't set you free is because you don't believe them. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. They just don't want me to get married. They don't know what they're talking about. They just don't want me to have nobody. They don't know what they're talking about. That's just not so. Hear the word. Glory to God. That's not gossip. When they're just trying to help you. So you know what? I know it's family, yeah, but, you know, and they'll know if he converted his life or they'll know, you know, whatever. You know, sometimes you got to listen. You just tell the truth. You got to listen. You got to listen. Don't think everybody is against you just because, amen, they're saying, well, be careful. Be weary of that one, you know, because, you know, I know of him, and I don't remember him ever getting saved, and I've been knowing him all my life. Hallelujah. Just be a little weary. Well, I know, you want to get that car from over there, but just know that that ain't really a good car lot to go to. But then you want to go anyway, or they just don't want me to have a better car than they got. Come on, people. Let's stop it. Let's just stop it. Hallelujah. Let's just learn to stop it and step up in Christ That's where we need to be now. Step up in Christ and stop it. Hallelujah. Then we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. You see, God fights the battles. Hallelujah. He wins every time. They wouldn't have had not a thing to worry about because there wasn't nothing coming up on them because they had the right one over them. Glory to God. Come on now. Think about it. Who would you want over you? Glory to God. Somebody that you know that knows the whole world, made the whole world, and he knows everything in the world. Hallelujah. He can see it before it come and push it back. Oh, my God. He can see it before it get up to your door and he was with that very white voice. Come here, baby. Come on now. Who would you want? Who would you want? Glory to God. Would you want, amen, someone to just go ahead, amen, like they did and reside over you and say, okay, he all right, you know, yeah, he's still going out and he's doing a little something, but yeah, he good. He all right. I'm not worried about that. I ain't worried about that. Yeah, you better worry because those spirits are real and they're bringing them up in your house. Now is the time for you to mount up, hallelujah, and begin to start rebuking some things and mount up and begin to pray over your household. Mount up and say, Lord, I ain't taking no more. Be serious about this thing. You can't walk with one foot out and one foot in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out. Hallelujah. So you don't want to get kicked out. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mount up and know how you're supposed to pray. Mount up and pray for them spirits to get up out of there and loose your family and loose you and let you go. Hallelujah. Mount up, glory to God. And every time somebody bring a bad spirit in you, put some oil across the door. Oh, this spirit ain't entering here. Glory to God. Because this is Jesus' place. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, my God, my God. Like I told them, I said, no, don't nobody come in my house. Oh, you know, amen, family, welcome. Glory to God. But anybody else, hallelujah, if it ain't maintenance, hallelujah, to fix something, glory to God. Did anybody? Yourself, glory to God. So you got to remember whom you let in your house because people carry spirits. And sometimes they come to leave a bad spirit. So you can't invite everybody in, glory to God. I know you can meet them out in a restaurant. Yes, glory to God. That'd be really good. But don't let everybody in. Don't invite everybody in. Well, you're welcome. This is the house of the Lord. You're welcome. And then you got to catch them devils out of there when they leave. They done left something up in there. What the world is that done went by me? That was a demon. Glory to God. They dropped them off when they left out the door. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And Samuel heard all the word of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ear of the Lord. So everything that they said, Samuel went and told the Lord what they said. They still want somebody. They still wanted a king. After he had told them, he was going to take the best of the best. He was going to take everything that they had, oh my God, and use it for his own self-gain. So isn't it something, hallelujah, how after he had told them, oh my God, everything that they was going to lose, they weren't going to gain nothing, but they didn't care. They was already doing wrong from the beginning. So now it was on. Just go ahead. We don't care. Hallelujah. We still want a king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they don't know. He watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. So every word he said in his word is yay and amen. Like I said, if you want it, you know, and it's in his word, he said you can have it. So don't try to go and get it on your own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember there was something, amen, that I wanted, glory to God. And I said, okay, I'm just going to lean back on it and wait. And guess what? It came to pass. I didn't have to say another word about it. I didn't even ask for it. This person said, come on, let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. Come on. We got to go in this jewelry store right here. I said, okay, we can do that. Hallelujah. Let's finish up here eating. And then we're going to jewelry store. So we went up in the jewelry store, and I came out with a pair of the most beautiful fine diamonds. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you ever want to see. God is faithful to that he promised. Hallelujah. And no, they weren't cheap. Glory to God. No, they was not cheap. Thank you. Glory to God. So when you really sometimes want something, hey, man, if you just speak it, then you just tell the Lord about it. And guess what? He gonna send somebody. You ain't even got to come out your pocket with not nothing. Hallelujah. Because he's faithful to that he promised. See? Let's read the last verse, 22. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto this city, his city. You see, God said, don't worry about it, Samuel. They weren't rejecting you. They were rejecting me. But see, when you reject your leaders, you think you're rejecting them. No, you're rejecting the God in them. Hallelujah. Because if they say, this is what God is saying, this is what you need to do, okay, then guess what? That's what you need to do. And if they're showing you by the word, well, you know, Lord said you need to spend a little bit more time in his word. You need to spend a little bit more time in prayer. You need to spend a little bit more time doing this and doing that because he wants to take you up higher. And then you don't believe it, glory to God. You ain't rejecting them. You're rejecting the God in them. Hallelujah. And keep your mouth off God's people. Hallelujah. I reiterate that because I'm seeing a lot. You know, God, now, it don't take long. It don't take long. Because once you release that word on God's people, then guess what? It's coming back. And it don't take, you do it, you say 40, 50 years, it come back in an instant. So I tell you, be careful what you ask for. Because if you get it, it may not be what's good for you. When you say, Lord, let your will be done, then let his will be done in your life. So many times you say it, but you don't mean it. When your things start going topsy-turvy, then you want to go, my God, my God. Then, Lord, why? Why, Lord, why? Why me? Well, guess what? You said, Lord, your will be done. The fire will come, but guess what? God can put out that fire and send the Holy Ghost fire. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He can do that. He can send the fire to take you out. That Holy Ghost fire. It'll burn up everything. Hallelujah. That's not like you. Oh, my God. They had the best of the best that reigned over, but they didn't want that. They wanted something else. They wanted a king over them. Hallelujah. He was going to take every good thing that they had. Now, is that what you want? Hallelujah. Somebody come, amen, and take every good thing that you have. Even you, you're trying to serve the Lord, and you're trying to pray over here, and you're trying to do this, and then they're going out, amen, and they're headed in the highways, and glory to God. I ain't mean preaching either. They're going out to here. They're everywhere, and then they're bringing their stuff back into your house, and you got to deal with it again, and you just praying and casting it out, and it's coming right back and hitting your right. Oh, my God. That's a lot of doing. You know what? That's a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy. Glory to God. So I say to you on today, be careful what you ask for. Glory to God. Be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, my God is faithful. Hallelujah. Walk in his will, walk in his ways, and understand if he gives you something, hallelujah, you ain't going to struggle to keep it. But he already provided and make a way for you to get it. Glory to God. I remember, amen, short testimony. I remember there were some things I was doing, amen. I won't tell it all, you know. Sometimes you tell a little bit too much, but I get a little stuff for them. Okay, amen, hallelujah. You know, I said, okay, Lord. I said, you know what I'm trying to do. And he said, okay, listen, this is what you're going to do. There's going to be a check in the mail. I said, okay, all right. So I went to the mailbox, and there the check was in the mail. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The check was a lot. It was a lot. It was X amount of dollars. Well, it was enough to do what I had to do. It was enough to take care of, amen, car payments and all that stuff and do all that. It was enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And one thing I did do, I did what I was supposed to do. And I continue to do that. So I continue to tithe. I continue to give my offering. I continue to do everything that I knew how to do. And when he gave me an increase, I continue to increase in him. Amen. Glory to God. And I learned that if you want to get somewhere, glory to God, you got to give something. You got to come on off it and give it. Glory to God. Don't be stingy in your giving in this season. Hallelujah. And just because I'm saying this, amen, if you know that don't resonate in your spirit and it ain't you, then, hey, let it go. You don't have to go here, there, and everywhere. If it don't resonate in your spirit, then I learn and let it go. Hallelujah. But you got to learn to be a cheerful giver. Don't just give because Prophet Mark was telling me now to give, and, oh, I got to give because she gave and it did this for her. No. Let it resonate in your spirit down in your sanctified soul. that this is for you. That if you're not doing it, amen, then he irking you and telling you that you need to do it so you can press forward. Hallelujah. And you want more of him. You got to pray more. You got to seek his face more. It's not just about money. It's not. It's about having a relationship and keep that relationship formed so God can speak to you, so that Holy Ghost power can be on you when you go out in the streets and you got to tell somebody something. I went in a store, and I'm like, okay, I'm going down through here. Lord, I'm here now. If you want me to give somebody a word, then, Lord, you show me. Whoever it is, I'm going to give it to them. And I tell you what, because I spoke that word, it looked like what nobody in that store but me and the Lord. Glory to God. And it was a big store. Hallelujah. It's just like everything in there just moved out of the way. I'm like, good gracious. Is anybody in this big store? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they knew that the prophet was on the scene and she wasn't playing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God is faithful to that he promised. Hallelujah. So just remember, hallelujah, you give faithfully. Don't just give because I'm saying it. If it don't resonate in your spirit, then you have nothing to worry about. It is not you. Hallelujah. So don't just do as I said do, but do because you want to be a cheerful gift. Because if you give it grudgingly, then guess what? He's going to take it. You know, come on now. When you go and give your money, you say, they're going to say, well, are you a grudging giver? No, they don't take that money. When you put it in an offering bucket or wherever you send it, they're going to take it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead at this time. And I want to give you this number, hallelujah. So if you need prayer, you can call this number, hallelujah. It's 1-334-739-0144. I'm going to be having that number. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. If you are serious about prayer, don't call me, amen, if you're not serious, hallelujah. Because we ain't playing no games over here. It's time out for playing games, hallelujah. So if you want prayer, you want serious prayer, you can call me on this number again, 334-739-0144. And I will pick up, hallelujah. And if I don't, leave me a message and I will, and tell me if you want me to get back with you, and I will, glory to God. But if you don't, amen, that's all right, just glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. God is faithful, hallelujah. Let's go ahead on now, and I want to give the invitation to salvation. You know, make Jesus Lord in your life and watch what he'll do for you. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, he'll rain down on you and give you so much. He'll give you your heart desires. Hallelujah. You know, some stuff you ain't even got to ask. He just give it to you. Hallelujah. Because you make him Lord in your life. Glory to God. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me Lord God. Mold me, Father. Lord, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed against you, Father God, on this day, Lord God. I give my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Continue, amen. And if you need more assistance on what to do, how to do, and when to do, contact me on Facebook. Our prophet is Martha Williams. Or you can call me Martha Williams on Facebook. I have two pages. You can also call me on that number, amen, and say, I want to know what else can I do to get closer to the Lord. I can help you out, hallelujah, glory to God. And understand, hallelujah, we ought to be servants one to another. We are to help those in need, hallelujah, a prayer, those that need, amen, some encouraging words to minister to the sick, amen, and those who don't know him, glory to God. So I ask you to just go ahead, amen, and hit me up, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. And now I'm going to go ahead, don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next. Amen, and hear what the word of the Lord is saying to her. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the week. Make sure you keep the ministry in mind and listen. Do not, hallelujah, do not hold your hand tight where nothing can get out, nothing can't come in. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.